Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome again to another Wake Up and Pray service here at 7 a.m. East Coast time every weekday morning. And right now, that's our schedule, so it's subject to change because we get up very early to prepare to be here in front of the camera. It's different than when we just do our prayer time over the phone. But as long as the Lord directs us, this is what we will do. Good morning. Good morning, elect lady. Good morning, Taylor. It's good to see you here. And as people are coming in from the news feed right now, I trust that you've had a great weekend and that, you know, you stay focused. Stay focused. Weekend, many times people can get off focus on what their mission, good morning, what their mission or vision may be, but we want you to stay focused because there is a work to do, and only those who are steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, will be able to manifest God's goodness and God's glory in this hour. So we want to be a part of a corporate anointing that's truly making an impact upon the world. And those of you who wake up and pray, shoo, my Lord, you are making a difference. Some people get up and they turn on the news. This is your news. You want the good news. You want the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to engage purposefully to expose and expel the devil. You want God to direct your steps. He's given us this day. We give it back to him. You want to pray for our leaders, pray for those in authority. You want to pray for your community. You want to pray in advance. You want to pray before the problem. And you want to stay prayed up. Like my grandmother used to say, you got to be prayed up. Prayed up, like gassed up, fueled up, ready to take the trip. And I understand what that means right now. You've got to be a prayer-minded, a prayerful person. You know, prayer for walking Christian, not just talking about praying, not just quoting some prayer somebody else said necessarily, but coming from your heart, and you know how to get in there and engage the devil on purpose, I call it, expose and expel, pull it up by the root, cast down every wicked imagination, all the stuff that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought under the obedience of Christ by speaking the word of God. James said, pray the effectual, fervent prayers, and those are the prayers that will avail much. And we want to know what effectual, fervent prayers are. Effectual comes from the word effective. It's not just words being thrown in the air. When you speak a word, it is fruitful. It is productive. It does what it do. It goes forth out of your mouth, and it accomplishes that which you please, and it prosper where you send the word. And you have to have that confidence that when you speak it, it has come to pass. Amen? It's not just throwing scriptures around in the air. It's effectual, fervent. Fervent means it's hot. It's fired. It's continuous. It has no stopping place. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous avail much. And it also comes from a place of revelation, that you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. You understand what you're saying. You have a revelation. Revelation means I have a revealed understanding out of my intimacy with God. That this is what I am saying has come because it was revealed to me in the presence of the Lord. That's what Simon Peter did when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, whoo, flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. This can only come when you have tapped into the presence of the Lord. You've got the revelation of who the Christ is. Therefore, you can pray effectual, fervent prayers that will avail much. Jesus said, upon this revelation, not the revelation that thou art the Christ, but the revelation of who the Christ is. Yeah. And upon this revelation, I will build my church. Woo! And the gates of Hades, the gates of hell, should not prevail against it. You have the revelation knowledge of the Christ,
who's on the inside of you, the resident God, the very present help in the time of trouble, the one who never left the house, the one who can't leave the house, who loved us so much that he put himself in a position that he will never have to say, Adam, Adam, where are you? He knows where Faye is. He knows where you are. He knows where the elect lady is. He knows where Vinay is. He knows where Taylor is. He knows exactly where you are in him. Amen? So he's not looking to wonder why we disconnected after he reconnected us through Jesus. Why would we do a fool thing like that? After he did all of that, we want to disconnect. No, not me, sister. I'm glad that he reconnected us. He reconciled us, and then he redeemed us. He brought us back, and he bought us back. He paid the price, and the hand delivered us to the throne room through the blood of Jesus when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Amen? So we get to pray effectual, fervent prayers. We're not here throwing some religion at you. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, regardless of where you come from. I'm telling you, we all have to come through this place called Jesus and have a divine relationship with him, regardless of your church doctrine there. Church doctrines are not admitted in the presence of God. Yeah, they're not. Your years in membership, not admitted in the presence of God. Only, what's your prayer request? Oh, thank you for that. Somebody said, please pray for me, seriously. I am praying. I've got my notebook here this morning, and I am ready. Okay, guidance. Okay, could you just give us your first name? I like to pray specific prayer. So if you give me your first name, that would be good. Oh, well, wow, that's interesting, isn't it? We're going to pray and trust God. Those of you who are in the conference room, there are people who are in who call in, and many have been calling in for a couple of years right now. And there are people who are calling in to this prayer room via phone, and so they have the option to listen by ear. Some are at work and they can't scope at work. Well, they can, I guess. They can still listen. But I think it takes a couple more steps rather than just call it in and they have their Bluetooth in and working. So we are your radio this morning. Let's pray, okay? God knows we need to. Let's go. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now for the opportunity to band together, to bond together. We thank you, Father God, for just giving us the courage to keep coming. I praise you right now for the opportunity of another day, this day, Lord God, that we get to experience this great adventure in God. I thank you, Lord God, that our feet will boldly go where our feet have not gone before, and we'll begin to see things in this day that we have not seen before. We'll hear things we've not heard before. I thank you, Father God, that we delight ourselves in you and you are giving us the desires of our hearts. You gave us this day. We give it back to you. We give it back to you with our thinking, our thought processes. We give it back to you in our going and our coming. And we give it back to you in our every email, every text, every phone call. We give it back to you in our conversations with each other. We give it back to you in this room. Father, even in the comments and even among the people that are gathered, both in this place and in the conference room. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging hearts that are depressed, oppressed. Father, hearts that are distant from you, Lord God, who need to know who Jesus Christ really is. We thank you, Father, for sending angels on assignment to bring healing and deliverance to the captives all over this world, Father God, especially those who are gathered here for their communities, for their families, for their countries. Lord, I thank you right now for casting out every spirits that would try to influence, try to block, to hinder in the name of Jesus. And we praise you right now, Father God, for people that are on fire for you, that are praying in effectual, fervent prayers that avail much. Father, let's thank you right now. We bind every principality and power, all the spiritual wickedness and the rulers of the darkness of this world, because we know in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the name of Yahweh, Adonai, Lord God, Jehovah Shammah, you are there. We thank you, Father God, you are here. And we thank you right now that at that name, Jesus, that every knee bows and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, that when we speak the name of Jesus, all of heaven shows up, and then all of hell recognizes it. And though it's, so it's not by my name, it's not the name of Faye, it's not the name of Myrtle, it's not the name of Renita, Lord God, it's not the name of Candace, but it is the name of Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus, Adonai, Yahweh. It is your name, Jesus, that every knee bows and every tongue confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. We come into this place right now with thanksgiving. We come into this place with a heart of joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for that same spirit of joy that raised up Christ from the dead, now quickens our mortal body. We thank you for a merry heart for any person who's feeling heavy and oppressed. We speak, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every weight of oppression, every demonic spirit of darkness that has hovered over their soul, over their mind, over their emotions, over them, Father God, in the night season, Lord God, that you will breathe upon them in the name of Jesus and blast, Father God, every spirit of depression and oppression out and away from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you continue to turn our world around. Lord, because you loved us with a never-ending, unfailing, uncompromising love, that you will continue to turn our world around, that you will turn it around, Father God, even when we don't even know how, that you will begin to move in the area of those who, Father God, are stuck financially and can't seem to get the breakthrough. Lord, I thank you right now, even though they've been bringing tithes and have been bringing their offerings, Lord God, have been a philanthropist or a charitable giver. God, I thank you right now that you will begin to minister to them whatever is inside that's blocking in the name of Jesus. Whatever act of repentance they need to take, they will do it because you're looking for a holy people with a holy offering and a holy sacrifice. Lord, I thank you because we can't give away what we don't possess. So what we need to repent, Father God, you will turn the light on and allow us to see those areas. And we come to you with a broken and a contrite spirit. We come to you, Father God, with meekness and humility. We ask you, Father, to expose and expel even our own faults, our own errors, so, God, that we can repent, because we don't mind repenting. Because you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, as newborn babies, we want to desire the sincere milk of the word. We want to start fresh and anew today. We want to thank you, Father God, that we get to start all over, that today can be another Genesis for us. It can be an act of new beginnings. And we praise you right now that you order our steps. You order our words. You order our thinking, Father, through your word. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we get to participate fully, wholly, in every way in the process of time, Father, through destiny and purpose. Lord, we don't want to miss one step, one motion, one word, one thing that you would have us to do, one phone call that you would have us to make, one visit that you would have us to take. Lord, we don't want to miss any opportunity for you to move and breathe through us. We praise you right now, Father God, that you will break the ties that have bind us, anything that has held us into captivity, anything that has caused us to not flow in you, anything that has caused us to stay entrapped in religion and doctrine and tradition, and even our own traditions, our own personal traditions that have caused us to not be powerful in your word, to cause us not to step out into faith. Those personal traditions of family and genealogy and ancestry, traditions that abound us so much. God, we won't hear your voice, but I thank you that you will break those ties that bind us, because you said that your sheep know your voice, and as strangers we will not follow. We will listen to your oracles. We will hear your words. We will follow your instructions in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that there's a revival breaking out among your people. And Lord God, that you are pulling up, tearing down, shaking loose everything, Father God, that can be shaken. Father God, that there's a new system in this region. There's a new system around the world, and it's called the kingdom of God. And it's imperative that we understand kingdom culture, that we understand the kingdom of God, that we understand the language of the kingdom, and we understand the words of the kingdom, that we have a revelation on how to think like the kingdom people that we are, because we are kings and priests unto God the Father. Help us to think like kings. Help us to think like priests. Help us to walk like kings and priests unto you. Help us to walk like the chosen generation we are, the royal priesthood, the holy nation that you called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Father God, that you give us the chutzpah, the tools, the will, Lord, even the will and the willingness to be that which you have called us, Lord God, and that we'll no longer have these earthly attractions, Father. We'll no longer have passions for things, but we will have a passion for you, Lord God, that you would turn us on, Lord God, and never turn us off, that you would set us on fire in a good way, and such fire, Father God, that everything that is of the darkness and of the world will begin to burn away from us, Lord God, and that we will lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you right now that as you have quickened our mortal bodies, you also quicken our bodies to be healed, because you created these bodies to be self-healers, and for a physician, heal thyself is what your word says. And Lord God, medicine can only bring the body to a place that it will heal itself. Whatever we do is only used to bring the body to a place where it will heal itself. Lord, and I thank you right now. We ask for it in advance of medicine, in advance of chemotherapy, in advance of radiation, in advance of dialysis, in advance of insulin, and in advance of all the medication, that the body right now will be in a position to heal itself. That every person in here, Father God, Lord, you will reactivate our immune systems. Lord, we repent for everything we did to hinder it, to cause it to falter, to cause it to be weakened. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would bring your healing power. Sure enough, in this flow, Father. And you said whatsoever we ask in your name, we would receive it. And I believe that right there, I believe that. And we ask that you would bring our bodies to the position right now that they will be self-healed. That every cell recognizes its own power and strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
That every organ will be restored brand new.
I receive that.
And that you have forgiven us for the recklessness, for the indifference.
Yes. We have done nothing for our bones.
Of not honoring these bodies. And as we repent, we thank you for complete restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Amen and amen. We're not finished. We just paused. You can feel free to drop your prayer request in as we go. And, of course, if you're in the prayer room, you can star 6. Well, maybe you can't until I... As you saw in the news feed, I posted, is your plate full? You know, there's buzzwords that happen in seasons, or buzz cliches. You know, people just suddenly, everybody's saying the same thing. I spoke with tech support, and we all You're welcome. Keep praying. We'll keep praying together. Takes all of us, you know. But I was speaking with tech support. As you know, we all get to speak to a tech support person every now and then. And many times there's a barrier in communication because of the outsourcing or whatever. But I don't want to get into all of that. But the buzzword among many people is unfortunately. How many of you heard that? Well, unfortunately. And finally, I had had the last I could hear, the word unfortunately. I said, I know that's the corporate buzzword, but that unfortunately still creates a problem for me, the customer. So and I went on with my presentation to tech support. There are buzzwords. Another buzzword and that we hear that's prevalent all over the place, and it has taken the place of multitasking, pretty much. Multitasking was used for a very long time, and then that faded out, and in its place came, I've got a full plate. I've got a full plate. And full plate signifies that I've got more than I need, more than I can handle. I've got too much to do. And I had to pause and think about that. I had to salah. Too much to do. We all have what is called full plates. Many of us do. Not everybody, because some people get to do nothing all day. I don't know how that works for them, but they get to just watch TV all day. I guess when you're 80 or 90, you could do that, I guess. But most of us, we always have more lists at the end of our day, right? There's always tons of things, it seems, that we need to do. Even though there are those of us, a microcosmic group, who plan, who put things on a list, who have an agenda, who ask God, inquire of the Lord, what do you want me to do with this day? There still seems to be still so many things to do. And when I inquired of the Lord, this is what he gave me, and I'm going to pass it on to you. If you feel that you have too much on your plate, and these are things that you feel are urgent, I mean, things that have to be done, then he's called you to share your task, because there's someone in your circle, and I'm speaking of to pastors, to business owners, there's someone in your circle who can carry part of that load, and you're taking their opportunity to grow and to thrive away from them. I'm going to get to the rest of us. Sharing your task. Learning how to let go. The reason many of us can feel overwhelmed is because we are controllers. Uh-oh, hurt. We're controllers. We want to be in control of everything, when in reality we're not in control, because we still have more day and more list at the end of our day than day at the end of our list. And we don't know how to release and let go. The Lord spoke to me one day. He said, Faye, if you feel exhausted from your day, then you've done something I didn't tell you to do. He said, because my yoke is easy. When I give you, ouch, that's me. When I give you a task to do, when I give you assignments, my yokes are easy. My burdens are light. You shouldn't feel anything but easy and light. If you're not feeling easy and light, you're not in my flow. You're in your flow. You're in the flesh. Even though it looks like that you're doing something good, you're still in the flesh if it's not God on that good. Got it? If it's not God on that good, you are moving in the flesh. You shouldn't come home too tired to pick up your plate to eat. Really? You shouldn't come in too exhausted that you can't sit with your children or have fellowship with your husband or your wife, sir. You shouldn't be that exhausted. You've been doing things that look good, but they're not God on your good. When God tells us to do something, we still have energy. We still have a merry heart. We still have more energy to do more things, even though he'll tell us not to. As an entrepreneur and a multimedia ministry, man, there's dozens of things to do every day. But can I do all of them every day? Absolutely not. So I had to redefine my schedule. I had to take a look at it and then begin to ask people, can you do this? Does this feel good? Now, not forcing people to take on anything, but does this feel good for you? If this is not a fit for you, then we need to find the one that fits this, and they fit it, because whatever you do, it has to grow you. It has to bring you to another level. Yes, indeed, the Bible says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your heart. Do it with all out force and intent, putting your hands to the plow and not looking back, right? But your hands also represent, listen closely or you'll miss this, your hands also represent your anointing. So whatever your hands find, whatever your hands find to do, where is the anointing leading you into? If the anointing is leading you into a certain position, into a certain role, that means God will use that, even though it may be volunteerism, even though it may be a minimal pay, whatever it is, God will use that to lead you into your destiny, into your purpose. So for those who feel overwhelmed and feeling distraught because you feel as though you've just got too much to do, then you need to know how to divvy it up. You need to know how to separate it. Okay, you're telling me, well, Dr. Faye, I don't have nobody to know how to do that. I got to do it all. If I don't do it, it won't get done. Well, let me tell you, Mr. and Miss, then you're still doing things that God didn't tell you to do right now. Maybe there are 20 things on your list today that you feel that you need to get accomplished right now, but God didn't tell you to do all 20 of them today. So we teach this because this is what I've learned, and if it helps you, it helps you. Three things. What are the top three things that are most important for today? Today, three things. Okay? Narrow it down. You see, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, he doesn't want you to accomplish those 20 things. So he keeps you overwhelmed by the thought of doing them. So you're always grasping at them. Yeah, you're always grasping at them. Good question. But you're never really bringing things to fruition. They're a thought. That's a great idea you had. Oh, that's an awesome idea. That's a great plan that you have. So where is the end of it? Where is the fruition? Where is the manifestation? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You don't have to build everything in a day. Take one thing, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I know in the age of technology, many of us are on our tablets, on our iPads, phones, whatever. But let me tell you something. And I did some research on this. It's been a while. But the studies about the writing it down, the pen and the pad, with your that the effects that it has on the brain, that when you begin to write it down, there's a connection. And so as you write the vision down, making it plain, and you're looking at the task list, or maybe it's on a board, you have a whiteboard in your office, and you write it on the whiteboard every day. You go to the board, and you're writing it down, and then you go to the board, and remember, those of, if you're in this room, you know about the board in the classroom. If you're in this room, you know about the chalkboard. And you go to the board and you write down what it is that you will accomplish today. And you notice what I said. I didn't say try. I said will. You will accomplish today. And so you write those things down. So, well, Dr. Faye, what about the other things? I still got to get these other things done. Yes, I know. If there are just normal daily task things, picking up the kids from school, taking them lunch, doing whatever it is, Those things will be woven throughout those other three. And you will see at the end of the day, you'll still have energy. You'll still have focus. You will not feel overwhelmed. You will feel the presence of God. You're not supposed to be so busy that you don't feel the presence of God. Oh, I had to get still so I could feel the presence of God. Well, that's because you were never supposed to be so busy that you weren't feeling his presence in the first place. Now you got to keep returning, keep returning. You go out and come in, go out and come in. No, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, writing it down. What is God telling you to do today? Let's start this program together. What is God telling you to do right now? Think of those three things and let him speak to you. If, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm off today, and, you know, don't be off. Please don't be off. Be on every day. Be on your assignment to destiny and purpose. Maybe you don't have to report for duty in the 8 to 5, but be on. Father, you've given me this day, and I give it back to you. What are we doing today? I know the things you've called me to do. What are the steps I can take toward my destiny? Many people think that destiny means waking up one morning and you're a star on the red carpet, or waking up one morning and all of a sudden Bishop Jakes called you to speak at his conference, or suddenly you're on Wall Street. You've got this great invitation. You know, that's not destiny and purpose. That's not the way it works. That's the great Cinderella story. It's not magic. It's a process. It's a step by step by step. It's a day by day journey. So you begin today, regardless of what your other schedule may be, what is it that you know you can get done today toward your destiny, toward your purpose? And whatever that is, it's going to leave you feeling full, accomplished. You'll feel as though you're on the red carpet. You'll feel as though you've accomplished something great at the end of the day. So in 12 hours from now, you can relax with your family and you can say, wow, it's been a great day. That little lady knew what she was talking about. I narrowed it down to three things, and I got all three of them done, plus. I got those three, plus. And I feel real good about that. And then you get ready for the next day. He'll begin to move you in a flow, and you'll stay in that flow. This is to help you not get distracted by having so many things on your plate, having too much to do, and only but so much time you feel to get it done. I remember one of my nieces saying, she was 21, 22, she said, Aunt Faye, I just feel like I'm behind. I'm feeling like I need to catch up. And, of course, after I picked my jaw up, really, really, what's your hurry? Well, I feel like I should have done this by now and that by now, because she had gotten caught up in somebody else's story. Don't get caught up in anybody else's story thinking because you're 50 or 60 that you need to be someplace else that you're not. Well, Dr. Faye, I'm 70 and I haven't even started a business yet. I haven't gone out on the mission field. I haven't done what God told me to do yet. Well, do it today. Don't look at the calendar, dear. Look at him. Get your eyes on the main thing. God is not interested in our calendar months. He's not interested in that. He's interested in us. He loved me so, he loved you so, that he sent Jesus. Whew. To shed his blood for us. He loved us so. He's interested in you. And he can take you, regardless of what age you are right now, on the calendar and make it look as though you've been doing it for years. Because remember, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. He can make your life appear as if it's been refined, built up in wisdom and knowledge, because he's Father God, and he knows how to get us to any place he wants to. Whenever he would move me to a city that I didn't know anybody or have me to travel to places, and I said, God, what am I going to do here? He said, don't worry about who you know. I know everybody, and I am able to get you to anybody anytime I need to. I am God of the everywhere, and I'm able to take you there anytime I want to. Just trust me. So if you feel as though you're falling behind because there's too much on your plate, take a deep breath. Let your plate be clean and start over. It's okay to start over. I'm the queen of start over and do over. It's okay to start over and to give yourself a new beginning. Can we agree to agree? Give yourself a new beginning. You deserve it. You don't deserve to let your list weigh you down. Be free of that. Lay aside every weight and the sin. Lay aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. This spirit of competition putting us in a race against our people we don't know, against a cover on a magazine. Lose weight overnight. No, it didn't work. I'm telling you, it didn't work. Lose weight overnight, you know. Meet the man of your dreams. Meet the woman of your dreams. Meet all of these things that are on the front pages, on the covers of magazines. We're competing with that. Unplug. Relax. Three simple things every day. What's your priority? Amen. I hope that helped you. I'm ready to pray, and then I'm going to take prayer requests. Just wanted to make that deposit because so many people needed that. So many people needed that. Needed to be reminded. It's not, your long list doesn't make, it looks important, but not accomplishing anything doesn't get it done. I mean, you know, that makes sense. It looks important. A long list looks important. That's all it is. It just looks important. Three simple things and get those done. That's important. Amen. Thank you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be here again. We thank you for your word. Thank you for making a deposit in our lives, something to reawaken our awareness, to be led of your spirit. We thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for leading, guiding, and directing us. We thank you for every person in the house. Healing and deliverance is ours, and we receive it done. We receive, Father God, the finished works of Calvary, and that you will manifest your goodness and your glory, that you will direct our steps, because you said if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart, and you said that the steps of me and your people are ordered of you. Father, we thank you and we praise you for ordering our steps today. We praise you right now, God, as we pray for our president and those in authority. Lord, we thank you for men and women around them that would speak words of wisdom, Lord God, and are able to reach him at his core. We thank you, Father, for protecting, for divine protection over our president, over the Oval Office, over all of our leaders, both in Washington, D.C., in New York, around the world, Lord God, in every city, every mayor, every governor of every state. Lord, we pray for our own. We pray for our nation. We pray, Father, for divine protection. We thank you for our military, our armed forces, Father God, the men and women that are serving today because they volunteered to protect. They volunteered. God, what honor. Well, how honorable is that? These men and women volunteered to go and serve. Ooh, Father, we ask that angels will be alongside each of them, protecting them, whether on the land, on the sea, or in the air, that you will send forth legions of angels to protect our military, our armed forces, wherever they may be. Thank you for wisdom being born and coming into fruition in the Pentagon, that there will be leadership there, Lord God, that would be true leadership after your own heart. Men and women, Father God, with your heart to serve and to protect. We thank you for our police officers, Father, that you will bring men and women with a heart to take care of people, to serve and protect, to go back to the original purpose for peace officers. That they will indeed be peace officers in our communities. Lord, we thank you for their hearts being turned toward you. We thank you for pastors and spiritual leadership all around the world. Father God, that we indeed will be first responders to whatever crisis that there may be. And sometimes these places we have to walk, Father God, are not pleasurable. Very difficult places, even emotionally and physically, but nevertheless, you empower us to get through it. We thank you right now, Father God, as we embrace this opportunity to pray for our brothers and sisters, that you will continue to think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, none of Faye and all of you. That if there be a prophecy, it will be you. If there be an encouragement, it will be you. If there be direction, it will be you. No opinions except that which is stated. And we give you the praise for it in advance. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I am open for your prayer requests now. Those of you who are here by phone or those of you who are also inside of scope, if you have a specific prayer request, you thank you for the amen. If you have a specific prayer request, we want to receive those now. Thank those of you who have come back with testimonies of how God blessed and healed you and delivered you. I am just grateful that there's an immediate transformation in many of your lives, and there shall continue to be, because our entire purpose here is to minister and to do what God has called us to do. It's too early to get people out of bed on the West Coast to come in here and just play games. There are many prayer meetings going on now around scope, around Facebook, wherever. But we're here. We're doing what God told us to do. And we want to make a difference in your life and to empower you, to increase you. I know this is the body of Christ. And when everybody is in their place, we can accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Amen. If there aren't any prayer requests, I pray a prayer over your day, that each of you will take this word to heart and that you'll do your homework. I know it sounds tasking, doesn't it, homework, oh, Dr. Homework. But we do need to constantly do homework. Take these instructions that have been given today and begin to use them. I will continue to, because thank God for this ministry. It has changed my life and my family. Thank you, Lord. That's what we want to hear. We thank God for that. Gave a couple of weeks prayer request a couple of weeks ago for my friend Adolf, and he found a job. Glory be. Praise God. Taylor, did you get that? Yeah, we like those testimonies. We want to capture those testimonies. Wow, thank God. Good report. Thank you for bringing that back, because I believe when we bring back the testimony, that it just opens it up for more. I really do believe that. I believe, yeah. It opens it up for more. Thank God for your sharing that. Anyone else? Brothers for Salvation. Could I have their names, please? Just their first name is fine. pray targeted prayers. Yeah, effectual, fervent prayers that avail much. I want to know who I'm praying for and why. Those brothers need salvation. We're going to pray. Richard, Alfred, and John Pierre. Get in that, Taylor. And okay. Father, we thank you right now. Hey, Papa. Regardless of where these brothers are and what they've been doing and who they've been doing it with, a request has been made for their salvation. And I thank you right now that these three, woo, will become Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you're going to change their world in such a radical way. Hey, boom, 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 that they will not look back. Your word has declared that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And Father, we lift Richard, Alfred, and John Pierre, I think I'm pronouncing that right, up before you as kin in the natural and kin in the spirit. Father, I thank you. We break every tie that will bind them, every demonic spirit that has held them in captivity. And, Lord, I thank you. We go and we pull them up out of darkness by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for them over 2,000 years ago. And the same blood that was sprinkled on the mercy seat for me was sprinkled on the mercy seat for them. And I thank you, Lord God, we cry mercy. Bring them to the bleeding side of Calvary. Woo! In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, amen. 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 And we will continue to, we pray for our men. And I'm not going to start another conversation today, but ladies, we cannot be hating on men regardless of what they've done to you or us or whatever. Don't hate them. They don't know any better. We have to just, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And pray for them. Let's put some love on our men. Let's just put some love on them. Put some love on them, and I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. Some you got to love at a distance, but nevertheless, don't be bitter. Don't be bitter. Be loving. Be kind. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for being. I love community. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for communicating back with me today. I appreciate it. Thank those of you, Ina. Is that Naina? Naina. Yeah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Naina. Restored. Restored. Father, the woman at the well. Ni-ani. Okay, Ni-ani. Okay, Ni-ani. Thank you. That's good. Thank you, Father. The woman at the well. She'd been many places until she came to the well that day. She had been coming to that well for years, but that day at the well, she met Jesus. I thank you for Ni-ani, Lord God, that she would have an encounter with Christ that would revolutionize her life, and that she will no longer be subjected or vulnerable to her emotions and whatever she's been running from. I thank you, Lord, that she will be healed and delivered and be found serving the Lord and no longer allowing her body to be abused or misused. Father, but falling so in love with Jesus that she will leave everything else behind. Like the woman at the well, she'll leave her water pot and she'll run and tell the world to come see a man, a real man. Whoa, Father, who told me all I ever did. Thank you for Naomi. In Jesus' name. Whew, felt that, yeah. Anyone else? These are people's lives, you know. When you go to the doctor, it takes time. Or when you go in spirit of fear, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we pray for Crystalyn regarding the spirit of fear. And your word says that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Whew. Perfect love casts out fear and every other devil. We speak to fear and we say you do not have dominion, you do not have authority. You cannot rule, you cannot reign, you will not manipulate or control this child of God's life anymore. I command that fear, you are darkness. And there is no room for darkness in the light. Thank you for deliverance. In Jesus' name. I'm not familiar with that disease, but I'm going to pray. I'm going to call it MG because I don't know exactly what that is. But God knows what it is. Yes, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know this diagnosis. That's what they call it, okay? You know this diagnosis. And Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, whatever is impossible with men is possible with God. You spirit of infirmity, sickness, and disease, that has come upon, my friend, I command you now to loose them and let them go. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Lord, I thank you right now that you go in, even in the blood, and begin to purify, cleanse. Let the blood of Jesus go in as a blood transfuser and pull out all bacteria, everything that would try to cripple the immune system. I thank you for strengthening my friend's body, and I command MG to go now in Jesus' name. Let it be a radical miracle, God. And I thank you. I believe your word. You don't lie. You said if we pray, if we ask, we would receive. We've done it. And we receive it done. And we can say to mountains to be moved and be cast into the sea. And don't doubt in our heart, but believe that those things which we say shall come to pass, we have whatsoever we say. Thank you for the agreement. We have what we say. I can pray this with confidence. Because he's in the house. He's in the house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for testimony like no other time in history. Immediate healings, immediate manifestation for this people, God. I feel the feeling of love for them, Father, that you have for every person that is coming here today. Whew. Let your presence envelop us. Let it be all around every person right now. Let them feel your love experience, whew, your joy, your peace to the full, to the overflow. In Jesus' name. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John, to come back to the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for John. I just love so many people will put it in for salvation for people. We thank you for John's return. Lord, one thing I do know, that once we've been born again, we are born again. But that doesn't mean we're perfect in all of our actions. We ask that you will cause John to remember the day that he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Bring him and his memory back to that moment. Not all of the other stuff since he's been saved, but Lord, to have a true remembrance, a true experience, because we can all remember that moment, that day. We know what day of the week it was. If we don't remember the date, we certainly know the day of the week. And Lord, we ask you right now to allow a fresh baptism of your precious Holy Spirit to revive John. Let him have a personal revival in the name of Jesus. And I think the other name was it Talencia? And I wasn't sure. I didn't see the rest of that comment, that post. Yeah, that is so important. When you lose your way or you feel like you're not saved, just start remembering that moment. That one Thursday night or Friday morning, whatever it was for you. Yeah, it'll stir you on and steer you on too. We thank you for Talencia. I'm not sure what this was for, but I thank you for Talencia. I thank you, Lord God, for reigniting the fire in her. Thank you for moving the hurdles and the mountains out of her way, that, Lord God, that she will see you. Let her see you. Let her see you. Well, that's what we're praying. Yeah. That she will see you. Give her heart after you, Lord. As the deer panteth after the water brook. Let her heart thirst for you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Wow. What a great hour. Sweet hour of prayer, fellowship, ministry this morning. Gary. Okay. I've been doing a lot of praying just for the homosexuality. I spoke with a man who's just really on fire for God today. But he told me that there was a period in his life that he thought he, too, was homosexual. Isn't that something? He said, I thought I was. Be convinced that they're homosexual. Be convinced. It was Sunday. Yeah, amen. Amen. So Gary may be convinced that that's his attraction. Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. He can convince you. Yeah, he can convince you if you're not worded up and not in prayer, not seeking the Lord. Satan comes to fill the voids in your life. He sure will. I know we say that of the Lord, God, Jesus will fill the void. Satan will fill them too. If he comes and finds the house empty, those spirits come back and they're worse than they were before. He comes to fill the voids too. But we call Gary clothed and in his right mind, filled with the precious Holy Spirit, allowing Holy Spirit to rapture him. So up out of that situation, that bondage. Casting out every unclean spirit that has caused him to waver from what he knew in his heart to be true. We cast out the spirit of homosexuality, and we speak life over him. Thank you, Lord, for redirecting Gary's steps, that he'll see himself the way you created him to be, a man after your own heart. And that's the way we see him, through the eyes of spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank all of you for sharing your prayer requests, trusting us in this space. One of the things I want to encourage, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And one of the things I want to encourage everyone, the people who are in the phone room, people who are here in the phone room, good morning. No, it's not our first day. People who are in the conference room, they know. Whether they do it or not, they know. When they call in, to just remember that, thank you. Thank you, Benji. Just remember that people, unless you're transparent and honest, you can't get free. And it doesn't mean that that's only here. That's in life. If you feel like you've always got to be secretive, it is the secrets that are destroying lives, the destroying marriages, relationships. Don't feel like you got to protect something you need to expose so that you can be free. And we've all had to tell somebody. We've all had to tell somebody in order to get free. Sadly, there's not enough churches where people feel safe enough. That's why so many pastors have had difficulty, because they didn't have that safe circle. When you feel safe, you can tell it all. You can expose it, you know, without feeling of somebody betraying you with it or using it against you. And those who call in, they know how we operate. We don't hold anything. We know what we pray for, and we stand with you. And the other thing that you have to know about me, and I'm Dr. Faye, I'm a multimedia person and entrepreneur and ministry and just public speaking and sharing, yeah, expose and expel. That's our motto. We do just that. So you'll see me all over the internet. But here's the thing, I want you to know, in order for us to be free, we've got to have someone we're connected with where we really feel safe enough to tell, to open up. And we don't just hear your prayer request today. We want to know what's going on, what's happening now, you know, what happened after we prayed. We don't just dismiss you. I want to know. And those of you who posted today, you put that in my mind. And that's what some people don't get. You're sitting back, and it won't be on my mind. It won't be on the people here who are prayer warriors. It won't be on their mind. But those of you who actually spoke up, now it will be on their, it will be on the corporate body's mind, those of you who are in scope, those of you who are listening via phone, you caught some of it, but as I was praying, and you caught some names. So regardless of whether you're calling in or you're logging in here, we want you to know that we won't forget you and your prayer request, that we'll be walking with you. And you pray for me. Yeah, add your voice. Because if you're not if you don't add your voice, you won't be heard. Makes sense, right? In marketing, we often say if you don't comment, you don't matter. You're not making yourself matter. We want to matter, right? Good morning. Good morning. Someone's in queue in the prayer room, in the conference room. Good morning.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. And Dr. Fay, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm actually calling in for a praise report, prayer request, and all of the above, and I guess to comment on what you were saying about transparency, just to, you know, for people that's on Periscope, because right now I'm in the conference room. But, yeah, that is very important as far as being transparent. And just like you said, with every walk of life, you know, to get free. To get free. So my praise report is I did go to see the doctor. Excuse my voice right now. But I did go to the doctor on Saturday. And so we're kind of like I made sure the whole family went. So we're all kind of like under observation on our diet and what we're taking in. And As a child, I kind of grew up holistic, you know, and then as we get older, we kind of stray away and yada, yada, yada. So Holy Spirit is bringing me back to the things that I've learned when I was younger, and I'm teaching that to my children as well as trying to get my husband to implement some of those things. So, but overall, the appointment went really well. It was an eye-opener for the children as well as my husband on how important it is on what we intake in our bodies, so as far as food is concerned. So that was my praise report because I got a good report, and I'm feeling a lot better, you know, the head pressure is totally gone. So, you know, so I'm just thanking God for that. And then my prayer request is I hadn't spoken much on it, but this week, Wednesday, my mother and I are supposed to be going to Vegas because Thursday is the sentencing for one of the defendants that murdered my son. So I'm praying, and I would like everybody to touch and agree with me, that we actually go. And, you know, because we just need closure. We're ready for this whole court situation to, you know, kind of be behind us. So we're just, you know, a lot of things have been prolonged. It's been 4 years, and we're just ready. So we're supposed to be leaving out of here Wednesday for court Thursday morning. So I just want everybody to touch and agree with me that, you know, we know all is going to be well because whatever God has planned, it's already done. we just want to get it over with, I guess you could say.
Amen. For those of you who don't know, Vinay's son was murdered, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
No, ma'am, 4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago. You just said that. Okay. Yes. 4 years ago and by four people.
Yeah.
And there's a story behind it, and she can share that at another time. But this is the moment where the sentencing is beginning for those who have pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
And so she and her mom are making the trip from Illinois to Las Vegas for the sentencing of the first person.
Yeah.
And that will be this week. So we certainly want to keep them in mind, not only for traveling, but the emotional impact of going there. And this is their first time having to go there for a sentencing.
So
we want to definitely, and we don't know how we will respond to situations if we're in them. And Danae is a spiritually astute woman. She's praying. She's a worshiper. And all of that. But when it comes to emotions, they can be there. And so we want to make sure that we cover her. And those of you who don't know her story, just remember her name, Vinay, and that, you know, she's a mother of a son who was murdered. And now she's traveling and to stand in the courtroom to hear the sentencing of the first person, okay?
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Vinay. We thank you for her family. We thank you for covering them, Father God, with your mercies. We pray, Father, that you've already gone ahead and made provisions. Father, I thank you that you will cradle her.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That's the word he's saying. Cradle her as she travels and goes through and goes to court and has to face her son's murderer. Lord, I thank you that you will cradle her.
Yeah.
Lord God, that it will take no... it won't be her energy. It won't be her that's there. It will be you moving and moving all around her. And she will feel herself in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord God, response will come from you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, I thank you for that. And its entire family will feel the presence of God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yes. Woo. Thank you for letting us know. Oh, hallelujah. That's the word he gave me, that he will crave.
Yes, I felt it. As soon as you said it, I felt his arms just around me like I got you. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's our prayer. It's our pleasure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are people agreeing with you in Periscope, too. Glory to God. I thank God for these opportunities we have to do good with this technology. Amen. We do good with it. We're listening. Good morning.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Fan. I just want to add my voice to the room. God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. Thank Tina for adding your voice. Tina's at work, but she is one of the supporters, and I'm telling you, committed to the cause of Christ, standing in faith. Tina, make sure you know that we're praying for you and Hakeem, praying for your business, your workforce, the people around you. And I just feel that God is getting ready to clean house again. It's getting ready to clean house. A clearing house is taking place in your business and in your life. And don't feel like people are leaving you. Just know that God is clearing house. And it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. Don't put your eyes on the money. Keep your eyes on him. Keep the main thing the main thing. You know, when change comes and we think we're losing money, but we're not losing money, God just created new opportunity. Amen. We can't lose with him. God bless you. Thank you again for being with me this morning. I love you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. A girl cousin, and we were close as kids growing up. And I walked her through her transition. And if you've never done that, it's interesting, especially when you're doing it alone. And that's my third time walking a family member through, and the second time of doing it alone. And I tell you, God has taught me how to do it with dignity, and that's a book. Honestly, it is. But God bless you. Thank you for praying for me, and that service is on Wednesday morning. So we are prepped for it, ready to finish that and move on to the next thing. Amen. Okay, if it's in line with the word, I'll try to accommodate. If I can't, then some of the people in here are well able to. You have a question? see it. If you posted it, I don't see it. But anyway, maybe you can message us in here or whatever with the question. But God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, and you can do that at facebook.com/groups/ Wake Up and Pray. You can connect with our group there. Heartbroken. Thing is closing. I would like to help you, but you have to be specific. I don't know what to do with that. You said that you had a question and you were heartbroken. You have to post a question. I can't see it right now. But connect with us on Facebook and be a part of the Wake Up and Pray group. There are people there that are praying. They'll see the post. I know we got nearly 8,000 people there, but you know everybody's not praying. But we do have a few faithful people that are praying, that are waking up to pray every morning. Thank you so much, Taylor, for posting that to help. Somebody's trying to communicate something, and I don't know what that is. But God bless you. Go and have a great day. Have an awesome week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank those of you who participate. Continue to pray and stand in faith with those who are hurting, regardless of where they come from. And just know that we're all in this together. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Go and be blessed in Jesus' name. Love you. Bye-bye now.